The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
Baby love, I think I've been a little too kind. Didn't notice you walking all over my peace of mind. And the shoes I gave you as a present. Putting someone first only works when you're in their top five. And by the way, I'm going out tonight. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember.
I love it. A little Taylor Swift to start off our morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Meg, and Visit Pensacola is in the house with a little glimmer and a little shimmer, Miss Nicole Stacy. VP of everything, is that your title? Or
sure.
Okay.
Let's go with it.
Good morning. What's the official title again?
VP of Destination Development.
There you go. I knew it was something a big
name
tag.
Develop this destination.
Yes, ma'am.
The best that it can be.
Absolutely. Okay. We are having serious Chamber of Commerce weather kind of days these days.
It's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
listen, when we can walk outside and not burst into flames, it's a good day.
It is a good day. It's been wild. And this must be perfect for y'all and Visit Pensacola and your messaging.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we're moving into our favorite season. Well, we shouldn't say our favorite season. We love all the seasons. But our fall season is where it's at with our festivals, with all of the different things going on, the weather changing. Mm-hmm. It's still beautiful to go to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
The sunsets are incredible. Not as crowded, but still just crowded enough.
Uh-huh. So you
to
feel
keep
like
our
you're...
hotels full.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. And I love fall, whatever it is. When you know me, I love college football.
Football is back. Pumpkin spice lattes are back.
Yes, it's so good. So someone may be listening, maybe just moved to the area, or you hear Visit Pensacola all the time. Tell us just real quickly who you are and what you all actually do. What
sure.
is your
No, and thank role? You for that. So Visit Pensacola is the official destination marketing organization for all of Escambia County. Mm-hmm. So that encompasses Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, even up to Century. So we really are the marketers for this area, and we get to tell the world why you should come and visit Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best job ever.
And I love the way to beach.
The way to beach. So that's our brand message. That is what we tell everyone, that Pensacola is the way to beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that really encompasses your way to beach, right? We have world famous beautiful beaches.
Right.
That is our bread and butter. Mm-hmm. We know that's why visitors are coming here, but there is so much more to our area and so much more to do. And so we've really celebrated that.
Right.
So we say, like, Meg, what's your way to beach? And it could be like, I know you. So like, you love going to shows.
Mm-hmm.
You love the arts.
The
you
theater.
Love the theater. And so like, that's your way to beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is I love going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. But I also love really good food. I love a good cocktail.
Yes.
I love being able to go downtown and go to some of my favorite restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you can get fresh Gulf Coast seafood, but you can also have delicious steaks, and you
Correct.
Can have Asian fusion flair, and you can have all these things like iron and what he does with escargot and gnocchi. Like, I didn't know I was going to love that. I do. Fun fact. That's my way to beach, but others
right.
could be like, well, I love to go to the museums.
Right.
Or I
and
just love to
here.
Lay on the beach and do nothing. That could be your way to beach.
Mm-hmm. It all works.
Yeah. We love learning about what everyone's way to beach is and then talking about it.
Well, I think what I like about Visit Pensacola, too, because I've had an opportunity to experience all the marketing that you do. And the thing that's special is that a lot of times folks think of a beach town, you know, with the quotation marks.
Yes.
Oh, a beach town. And no offense, because I've been there and I've had fun there, but places like Myrtle Beach or Daytona, where it's just kind of mayhem, lots of hotels, but there's not necessarily quality, but we have culture here. We
yes.
have history here. We have so many things in addition to that.
Absolutely.
So when you do get sunburned on the beach after a couple of days,
there's something else to do.
Yeah, their kids start getting restless. Take them to NAS Pensacola. Take them to the Naval Aviation Museum.
Yeah, I mean We
love
so talking about that, because it's true what you say. And we always say, my favorite if you ever ask me, and if you know, you know, when they say, what do you love most about Pensacola? Mm-hmm. I will 115% always say the people.
The people. No question.
It's this community that makes Pensacola so special and makes my job easier every single day.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I moved here not expecting to stay. I came here with the radio job some 20 years ago. And in my mind, it was going to be sort of an interim. I fell in love with Pensacola. And you're right. It was the people who are just amazing and so talented. People that are involved with fishing and hunting and going out and theater and the arts. And then there's so many people, the baseball, the Blue Wahoo Stadium. And I mean, there's so much here to pick from.
I mean, now you can come and you can go to baseball, you can do the Ice Flyers, you can go to a college football game, mm-hmm. you can, you know, MMA fighting, there's all kinds of stuff going on, and that's just that realm. You know, we have, again, the food is incredible, the cocktail scene is awesome, but even mm-hmm. the mocktail scene is really growing.
Absolutely.
The arts, mm-hmm. the performances, our history, like, we love talking about it, and with America's 250th on the horizon, we're ready to laugh at people and be like, well, mm-hmm. we're older and we were here first.
We were here first.
Yeah, you know, we're the home of the Blue Angels, and like, who else can say that? No one, FYI.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really the people helping us help them, help you to get people here, but then also to go and celebrate it. We know our visitors are our best word of mouth.
Right.
And we also know our community is our best word of mouth. You're my best advertising, and I don't even have to pay you. Thank you. But, you know, you loving where you live will mm-hmm. make people want to come and visit.
No question about it. Talking with Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola, if you've got a question, I always wondered, how does it work for them, or what are some of the things they're seeing as they go out into the world to promote our area, just give us a text at 850-437-1620. So the reason I love the fall, in addition to college football, is that when I first moved here, I moved here in the fall, in fact.
Okay.
And so I had no idea what to expect. And I remember the first time I went to the Pensacola Seafood Festival.
Oh, so much fun.
Wow. And that was one of the first things, followed up by the Gulf Coast Arts Festival, which blew me away. I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah. So, I mean, this weekend, we've got a big weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do we got going on this weekend?
So, this weekend is Into the Blue, and that is going to be out on Pensacola Beach. But it's a mix-up of a few events. So remember the Lionfish Festival that we used to have?
Yeah.
So that will be taking place. It will also be a mermaid festival training situation happening.
Uh-oh.
I'm super excited because I'm like, lionfish and mermaids. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? What's wrong with this picture?
But they'll all be out on Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, so they're going to have a lot of stuff going on. We've got Gulf Coast Jazz Festival is coming up. It's this weekend. Yeah,
is it this weekend?
Yeah, so Cadillac and his team will be putting on a huge event, and they do such a great job.
And the weather this weekend,
I
think 0% chance of rain, very little humidity, temperatures in upper 80s-ish.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yes.
Then next weekend is Pensacola Seafood Festival and Fiesta. If you have not met them, they love volunteers.
Yeah.
So
okay. Where will you go if you were going
to
do that?
You can just go to the Fiesta website. They're always looking for Fiesta Forces members, but it's a great way to get involved. So if you're new to Pensacola,
what is it?
So
tell us, what is Fiesta?
Listen, I'm not a spokesperson for them. I just love them. But they are a nonprofit.
I've seen you in a few Fiesta parties.
they put on a lot of the events in town. So Crawfish Festival, Seafood Festival, those are their big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And those are huge community events. So if you like volunteering, and you love to say yes, enter Nicole, you can help out. They're always looking for volunteers in their children's area, the ticket taking, the bars, the music. They can help with entertainment. It's a great way to get involved, and I always tell new people to Pensacola. And I feel like this is a good channel for new people in Pensacola, just to, like, listen in and learn more.
Yeah,
that's a great way to meet people and to get involved and to learn more about this community, but really to make friends. You know, when you move here, you may not know anybody.
Correct. And it's kind of scary and intimidating to go to something where you don't really know anybody. So these are the kinds of things, going to these festivals, just getting out, forcing yourself to get out.
And the Seafood Festival is the best way to do it. And on Saturday night, I'm super excited.
Well, tell us, do you have the days handy?
Yes, 26th, 27th, 28th.
So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day.
All day.
Okay.
And they'll have entertainment all day. They will have a children's area, and they've got community organizations coming and setting up.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have thousands of vendors. They'll have lots of food options. They've got their golf-to-table option, which is your restaurants coming out and making some of their meals. I'm really excited about the band, and I need to look it up, and Bridget and Margaret Ann are going to beat me because I don't know the name, but it's a 90s country band.
Oh, gosh.
On Saturday night.
Oh, look out.
But they said that it's similar to like a Molly Ringwald's, but country.
Oh, boy. Look out. Oh, no, just, you may not know this, but Nicole is also very involved with our sister station with Brent Lane and Cat Country. And the morning show, congratulations.
Hey, so
I was
exciting.
So excited for you guys. Tell her what you've been nominated. Yeah.
So, well, not me, but the Cat Pack Morning
you
Show.
Are, you're
is
part
a nominee.
Of that show. You're in the photo because her name just went right out of my head. Mel left,
yes.
And she left, then we've had some people sitting in. And so Nicole has been a guest on the show many times, co-hosting with Brent.
The Friends of Brent Lane.
Yes, the Friends of Brent Lane. And so y'all are up for an award.
I'm excited. I go, Brent, does this mean I get to put this on my resume? We're really excited. So we'll head up to Nashville in November for the Visit Pensacola Sandbox.
Oh.
And that is where, you know, Nashville's a huge market for Pensacola. It's a great drive market. It's a great fly market. So we do a lot of advertising. We meet with a lot of media. People love that we could be the beaches of Nashville if
mm-hmm.
they'd allow us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have partnered with Cat Country for several years now to host the Visit Pensacola Sandbox.
Which is great.
Yeah. So everything they do and produce that week will be coming from the Visit Pensacola Sandbox.
So cool. See, I love that partnership. I just think it's the neatest thing.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Because she does get out and does a lot of marketing on radio and TV and all the things that you do and attending trade shows and everything. But it's kind of neat that you're getting the recognition for your radio time.
Well, thanks. Who knew?
Who knew? But I will tell you something. She's a beautiful person, so she does not fit into that category of a face for radio.
Gosh,
okay,
thanks.
just gonna throw that out there.
Guys, I didn't pay her to say that.
Later, you can take me to lunch later. Okay, what else have you got on your list there?
So, I mean, the festivals are endless, right? So
right.
After Seafood Festival, it really does just kick off the season. So we're going to have Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival.
Right, September 30th. And I actually have been talking to Renita about possibly getting
good.
A songwriter on the show. She's been on before, but we're going to try to get some of the songwriters
That's
on the
exciting.
Show.
And Renita does incredible work. Incredible work. Taste of the Beach is coming up
yes.
out on Pensacola Beach.
One of my personal favorites.
Same.
Yep.
Same. We've got a lot of history there. Festa Italiana, that's an Italian festival, October 10th and 11th. I think it's new to the area.
Okay, because I don't think I've heard of that
If I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be full of Italian food, live music, cultural activities, 11 to 6 p.m., October 10th and 11th.
Okay.
So that's going to be really exciting. We've got Beach Oween coming up.
One of my favorite events.
So if you love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
This is a partnership between Visit Pensacola, Pensacola Beach Chamber, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Boardwalk Merchants on Pensacola Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So we all worked together because we just wanted something fun and safe for the kids on Halloween.
Right.
If you remember, downtown used to do the Palafox Halloween, and it was like thousands of children.
Wow.
And so we saw that as an opportunity, like, let's do one on the beach as well. Let's not compete with them, but let's just offer something different.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have vendors that will come out there. They'll all have games and candy. Cat Country does a costume contest that you have to sign up for with them. We are not responsible.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. But we will have so much fun out there. Everything's
mm-hmm.
free.
Mm-hmm.
Free food.
Nice.
Free candy. It's going to be so much fun. Come and see us. It starts at 4 o'clock, 4 to 8 p.m. October 17th.
October 17th. So mark your calendars now. I mean, you better get that October calendar and just mark out every weekend.
I mean, basically, you're full.
It's a full calendar.
If anyone asks, you're full. And then the Interstate Fair will be here.
Oh, gosh. Yes. And you know what's funny about that? That's always when I get my sweater out.
Yes.
It's the weirdest thing.
Same.
It's like, I know I have to get my sweater out or my jacket.
I love to get a vest. I love a puffer vest.
Oh, okay.
It's just a look
for
me, and I like it. So I'm like, okay, the fair.
Got a little Colorado girl in you.
But that's October 16th through the 26th, so a long run for the fair. And then we're going to have, as you mentioned earlier, the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, the Blue Angels Homecoming Show,
right.
the Greek Festival, Fufu Festival, which I'm going in a little while to talk about today, but Fufu Festival is 12 days
mm-hmm.
of cultural events
it's
all
incredible.
Throughout downtown. So I'm like, I'm literally like, word, I can't stop talking because
mm-hmm.
there's so much to
something
do.
Something all the way to, and then once we get into the holidays, is it a whole nother a whole other show. So when we get there, we'll bring you back.
We're basically busy until March of 2026.
Incredible. What a great place to live.
It's so much fun. And the majority of these things are free.
Yeah.
are really inexpensive and for the entire family to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's great about it. And I think that's what distinguishes Pensacola Beach, because it is really a family beach. And that makes a lot of difference when you're traveling or trying to find places to go
Absolutely.
With your family. It's not a honky-tonk.
No, and I love telling people that you can go. It depends on the vibe that you're looking for, right? Mm-hmm. Pensacola Beach is your hotels and your property management, but it's a lot of restaurants, bars, your boardwalk, your pier. Perdido Key is all condos, no hotels.
Mmm-hmm.
Still has beautiful beaches. Johnson Beach is a lovely park
yes,
for us
is.
To go. And
beautiful.
It's part of the Gulf Islands National Seashore, and mm-hmm. it's gorgeous. The Floribama, if you've never been, you have to go.
You have to.
It's a national staple. You have to go. But it's a different vibe and feel on Perdido Key than it is on Pensacola Beach. Neither are bad. Both are amazing. But mm-hmm. that allows you the opportunity to experience the beach the way you want to.
Right. So your favorite way, what is your favorite way?
My favorite way to beach is getting a coffee in the morning
mm-hmm.
at any one coffee shop, you name
it. Many in the area.
Many. Going to the beach, getting that perfect amount of like sun-kissed skin,
mm-hmm.
then leaving the beach.
Before you melt.
Going to get something delicious. Mm-hmm. I love going out with my girlfriends for a good night out on the town, mm-hmm. starting with a good choice of appetizers. We are the share girls.
Like,
you will see our table. It'll be full of apps. Pick the restaurant we're there. Great cocktails, but then just enjoying it. I love mm-hmm. the festivals. You'll see me at Seafood Festival. You'll see me out and about for foo-foo.
I do. I see Nicole everywhere. We're both the same.
We're
cut from the same cloth. We had to attend everything.
We really are, and it's fun. And I have a great team at Visit Pensacola.
Mm-hmm, you do.
Who really helps to tell that story. We'll be out at all the events, so if you see a smile, wave, you could be featured. But, you know, we love to interact with the community, so tell us your favorite way to beach.
That's awesome. So when you are out and about, now a lot's happening here, but you also get out of the state to
yes.
promote. So talk a little bit about your travels.
Sure. So as I was saying earlier, the Southeast, we do a 500-mile, we call it the donut, a circle mm-hmm. around Escambia County, and those are our main markets. So Birmingham, New Orleans, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Atlanta, big markets for us. So it's really whether you can drive or fly. We work closely with the airport to support the nonstop flights that we have, and mm-hmm. it's growing, and they're doing
right.
a phenomenal job. Super excited about that. But the drive market really is our bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
We know that people are coming for either longer weekends or, you know, their family vacation, and we talk to both of those. So we are out primarily domestic markets talking about Pensacola and why people should come and visit, whether that be me going and speaking with media or the sales team going to a trade show and just meeting with consumers to say like, hey, you live in Dallas? Have you ever been to Pensacola? We've
mm-hmm.
got this, this, and this. People just don't know.
We're kind of the best kept secret.
We
because
really are.
Someone will say, you live in Pensacola, so I'm going to be going to Miami next month.
I'll come see you. I'm like, cool.
Okay, we got a flight. They don't have a sense of us, and it's kind of great.
Yeah.
Because they have no idea how gorgeous our waters are.
It's great until it's not, Meg, and then I'm like, okay, I got to keep promoting.
Yes,
I got to get people here.
Sand beaches, exactly.
You know, New Orleans has become an incredible market
yes.
for us. We're doing a lot. This is our second year with the New Orleans Saints, so we are their
cool.
official partner.
Oh, you are?
Whether you
oh, that's
like
cool.
the Saints football or not,
mm-hmm.
they're the closest NFL team to Pensacola.
And now with the Amtrak going out of Mobile,
Absolutely.
It makes
so
it a lot easier
we
to get there.
We are officially the Saints' way to beach. That is
oh,
so
cool.
exciting. We are partnering with the Pelicans.
Uh-huh.
That's new this year. We'll be starting that in October. But it's a quick 3-hour drive.
Right.
New Orleans has a lot of similarities
mm-hmm.
with their food and their arts, but where you have a beach and
yeah.
they don't. And
yeah.
so when you're done with all of that, you can drive quickly right over to Pensacola and enjoy something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's I'm here. I love it here. And I love what you all do. You do such a good job. And then you also reach out, in addition to that local market, that drive market, you do reach out into a broader perspective internationally.
We do. So, you know, beyond the 500-mile radius, we talk to like Denver and we talk to New York. Those are also important to
mm-hmm.
us. Chicago is important to us. But also Canada. Toronto is very important to us. And then the UK. So we know that in the UK, Florida is the number one state in
really?
The United States that the UK will travel to.
I didn't know that.
So Visit Florida, our mm-hmm. state agency,
right,
is really connected in the UK. And so we see opportunities that really help us leverage that Pensacola exists. Mm-hmm. And we know that if we're not in the conversation, you won't know about us at all.
Right.
So we really take it as an opportunity to create awareness. We're really smart with it. It's really strategic. This year alone, we've worked with almost 90 journalists in London to talk about Pensacola and Northwest Florida specifically. So it's really important. In London, they still use travel agents to book their travel.
Right.
So our sales team is dedicated to working with those travel agents to teach them about why their customers should book trips to Pensacola. So it's a wild science how mm-hmm. the travel industry works, mm-hmm. but it works.
It does. So another thing, too, is we have that Canadian season where we call it the snowbird season. And that's important, too, because things do slow down here in January, February, as we get into the beginning of the year. So that's an important market for us.
It really is. And it's an audience that loves to stay for a long time,
true.
Which is helpful. And they don't mind the cooler temperatures. And they do want something that's just easy. Mm-hmm. They want to get out of negative 20 in snow and mm-hmm. just come and enjoy. I love that sometimes in January and February, you can have like a day where you just wear a sweatshirt and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, this is beautiful.
Yes.
And the beach is less crowded, mm-hmm. but it looks magical. Like we have snow. It's called our beautiful white sand.
Yes. And sometimes when you see the pictures, when we had that snow, those snow days last year, I couldn't tell the difference. Because with snow on the beach was wild. The pictures were just incredible.
Taylor Swift song. Snow on the beach.
Yeah, baby. You're just a little bit of a Swiftie, I know. Not to get too personal. What do you think about the engagement?
I'm so excited.
I know.
So excited.
I know. I mean,
no pressure to anyone else out there. So excited.
I love it. Talking with Nicole Stacy and Visit Pensacola. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. So much is happening. What do you enjoy the most about your job?
Oh, the people that I get to talk to and the stories that I get to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my mom and my sister this all the time on Sundays we meet, and I say to them, like, my favorite is that I'm a part of someone's memory.
Oh.
Like, I remember my family vacations. We went to Disney World, and mm-hmm. we had a timeshare in Sarasota, and we used to go shark tooth hunting. Like, I remember these things vividly with my grandma, and so now I'm like, I get to play a piece of that for someone else who's coming to Pensacola, whether it's their first time or they've come for the last 15 years.
Right.
We get to play a part of that.
Yeah, it's really fun. That's probably what I enjoyed most about the visitor center.
Yeah.
Being there and people would come in. And speaking of the snowbirds, when it was like 30 and we were in our earmuffs.
Yeah, in your Uggs. And everyone made fun of us for.
Yes, and they're in their flip-flops and shorts because they think this is like 90 degrees in the summer. But to be able to tell them, oh, my favorite place or try this. And then they come back and it was wonderful. We loved it.
And I'm glad you brought up the visitor centers because we have three in Escambia County. So we've got one on Pensacola Beach. It's mm-hmm. managed by the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Then Visit Pensacola manages the Downtown Visitor Center and the Perdido Key Visitor Center. And it's a great resource. If you've never been in any of them, number one, the ambassadors that work these front desks are incredible human beings.
Right.
But they also are going to tell you things that you may not know. And there's a plethora of information mm-hmm. on all of the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get event information, restaurant information, hotel information. Now, I'm not saying come and take all of our stuff. What I'm saying is come and learn more. And if there's something we can help you with, let us know.
Well, you know what's funny about living here is that you get into, I get into a little bit of a rut. I do my routine. I work. I do certain things. But when I started working at the visitor center and I went, oh, my God, I didn't know we had this.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had that. We've got Blackwater River up in North Santa Rosa. We've mm-hmm. got so many things that you can do. I had no idea.
It's a special place.
It's a special place.
Maybe we're biased because, you know.
You think? Just a little?
We've run visitor centers. I'm still in one. That's where our office is. Also, that's where Visit Pensacola's office is.
That's right.
In the main visitor center at the foot of the bridge. Mm-hmm. And also, we offer parking if you'd like to walk the bridge.
Right,
so
right.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And as the weather gets better, that bridge, if you mm-hmm. haven't walked it yet, so cool.
Well, if a business, someone that's listening and would like to have their business become a partner, how does that work?
So just reach out to us. Melissa Bailey in our office is our partner relations manager. We offer different levels of partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them start as little as $400 for the year. So, you know, a little over $1 a day, you can be a partner with Visit Pensacola. That really allows you to elevate your awareness on our website, listings. It allows you just different opportunities to work with us. We've got banner advertising on our website.
Great calendar. Probably one of the best calendars
in the area.
Calendar
of events is incredible. And I will say this. If you're a small business or just not sure about joining, mm-hmm. we are free, if you're in Escambia County, to put your listing on our website.
Okay.
So your right. events can go on our website. Talk to us.
Okay. So one more time, how can we reach you if you want to volunteer at some of the upcoming events, some website, yep. phone number,
visit
all that good stuff.
Pensacola.com. Come and see us. Follow us on social media. We'd love to meet you. Just come and say hello.
There we go. Thank you so much, Nicole, Stacy. Can't think of anybody better to represent Pensacola. So glad you could come in this morning. All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.